I'm a strong believer that practice breeds confidence. Everything from, and I think we know this intuitively, everything from giving a talk, maybe in front of people, you have nerves. But if we practice maybe over and over and over again, confidence begins to build. Same is the case with studying for an exam. You know, you have an exam coming up. You put in a lot of study. You can walk into that classroom, sit down at the desk, and know pretty confidently, I'm going to do well on this. You think of maybe if you've ever been in a position where you've had the ball, there'll maybe 10 seconds left in the game, you're down by 2 points, you're bringing the ball down, or maybe you're stepping to the free throw line, got to make both these free throws to push the game into overtime. The time and practice that one spends at the line, you can step into that spot at the end of the game and just be confident that I'm going to knock these two down. So confidence is really important for us just to operate freely, whether that's shooting a basketball, whether that's taking an exam, giving a talk. Confidence is crucial in just being free. And confidence is also important in the spiritual life. For us to honor Jesus and God with our confidence. We have this beautiful account in the gospel today. We're in the 4th chapter of the gospel of John. And you have Jesus returning to Galilee. And he's confronted by this official, the royal official, who tells Jesus, my son's about to die. And he asks him to come down before my child dies. And Jesus turns to him and says, you may go, your son will live. And the man believed what Jesus said and left. This shows an incredible amount of confidence that this man has in Jesus. You notice he didn't say, no. Like, you need to come with me. You need to come to the home. You need to see my child. Like, I want you to touch him. The man, there was no conversation. Jesus says, you may go, your son will live. And the man believed what Jesus said and just left. Jesus just says a word and his son is healed. And the man had confidence in the fact that it was going to happen. So the problem with this for us is the importance of confidence in the spiritual life. The problem is that we as sinful people, people who like to put our ego on display, is that we oftentimes, and we place confidence in ourselves, and it's such an easy step to make, to move from putting confidence in God to putting confidence in ourselves. We love to place confidence in ourselves. And because of that, when we fall over and over again, maybe with a sin that we struggle with, because we put confidence in ourselves, we then lose confidence in God that he's there, that maybe that I can turn to him. My trust, without even knowing it, because I place confidence in myself, my trust in God then lessens. So it's important for us here, maybe just a question to ask for us today is, how can I, during this time of Lent, how can I practice confidence in God? What are the steps that I can take, even in the midst of this lockdown and the crisis that we're in, but just in general, this time of Lent, of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, of this journey to the height, how can I practice confidence in God? How can I honor Jesus with my confidence in him? And see, the more that we practice in this movement of confidence in God is the more that our heart is conformed to Christ.